the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
But down in the underground, you'll find someone true. Down in the underground, a land serene, a crystal moon. David Bowie was onto something with this underground stuff, and the witches think you will be too. Take a listen this week to this deep episode with Shelley, Lisa, and Daryl.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to 2025. This is our second show of the year, and it's called Underground. We are going to be changing some things up and leaving some things the same. So, with no further ado, we would like to introduce our new segment called It's My Life.
It's my life.
It's her life. It's all of our lives.
It's all of our lives, yeah.
It's about the days of our lives.
That was a wimpy one. All right, guys, we're back. The new year's starting out real crisp right now. It's a good new year for us. And this segment here, I thought of it, we're just one that we're going to run like once a month, but it just gives you a little bit of an insight of what your witches have been up to for the past month or so. I missed a lot of the holiday festivities because I was sick during Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get to spend Christmas with my kids or my grandkids, which was kind of a heartbreaking because it was the very first time I've never spent Christmas with my kids,
mm-hmm.
except for COVID.
Yeah,
since my kids were born, the grandkids pretty much see them one time around during the holidays and stuff. But yeah, so it was sucked. I was sick for quite some time, and
how are you feeling now?
I still have phlegm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still got the phlegm part.
Oh,
but, happy phlegmuary.
Yeah, exactly.
It's January, not
phlegmuary.
What did you have? Do you know?
Flu? I don't know. I had
it was just a cough.
This terrible, yeah. Terrible cough.
Ugh, gross.
Yeah, and it just, I mean, to the point where I was coughing so hard, I was coughing up blood.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, it was definitely respiratory.
Yeah, it sucked. And it was so funny because Lisa goes, well, when I get back from, she went, I think you went to work. No, you went and got a massage. You went and got a massage. And she goes, when I get back, if you're not feeling any better, I'm going to take you down the street to the doctor's.
Yeah.
So she's out and about getting a few things. I go, hey, grab me some NyQuil, would you? She goes, do you want DayQuil or NyQuil? I go, just NyQuil.
Knock me out.
I was Charlie Harper and that stuff. I just was taking shots of that stuff.
I don't understand the reference. Oh, he's Charlie Harper.
He's from Two and a Half Men.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he drinking it okay. Like it was a cocktail. But I drank that because my main thing was I couldn't get no sleep because I was coughing so much.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did. I knocked myself out, and for about a good 2 days I was down, but I was completely out and felt a lot better. So
I'm sorry, I keep stepping on your story, but do you remember that old Dennis Leary comedy bit? And he said, you know, NyQuil, 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 I love you, you giant fucking kill. And he goes, on the back label, it should just say, don't make any fucking plans.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good disclaimer there. So yeah. That's what I did. But yeah, she goes, you want the day or the night? And I said, just give me the night, you know.
Yeah, knock me out.
Knock me out. So that was that. But Lisa did go spend Christmas with the kids and the grandkids and got to do our traditional saran wrap ball and stuff. And they all had a good time with that. So
yeah. She's such a good Lala.
Yes, she is. So well, how about you guys? What have you been up to? What happened?
Well, let's talk about today. I think that would be good. So we're actually recording this on January 5th, but it's the day before my birthday, and I had told Shelley that I wanted to try a new restaurant. So she took to Hot Pot. Took us, me and Daryl and Brian.
Not even my birthday, I got to go.
Yeah. And yeah, just remember that in June. And we went to what's it called? A Yummy Hot Pot?
Yummy Hot Pot and Dumplings.
And
so
Dumplings.
It's their second one, because the first one doesn't have dumplings.
Isn't that funny?
Which is just ridiculous. Why would you go and not get dumplings?
Yeah.
Right. I don't know if it's cheaper, but it seemed like it was probably the same price with the dumplings and without the dumplings.
It's a little bit more, but
is it?
Worth
okay.
it. Absolutely yeah. worth it.
Oh, my gosh. All you can eat dumplings, all you can eat hot pots.
Yes, and some of the dumplings were the soup-filled kind.
Mm-hmm.
Like that French onion soup.
Yeah, squirt in your mouth.
That's right, like that gum whose name we can't remember. But was it called Tidal Wave?
Oh, maybe. I thought it was called Squirt, but I could have been wrong.
It could have been Squirt
we'll
the title.
We'll look it up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That juicy gum.
Mm. Uh-huh. That's exactly, except it didn't have like peppermint in it. It had French onion in it.
Oh, God, it was great. And I'm not a big...
The dumpling's not that gum.
The gum would have tasted really weird with French onion in it. And it'd be like, how does my breath smell?
That would have been one of the ones you eat at Willy Wonka's.
Yeah.
You
know? But, tastes like Schnauzberry.
No, and the funny thing is, I'm not a big fan of French onion soup.
Yeah.
And I ate three of those things. I was like, these are the bomb.
I wanted to cover it in mozzarella.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that would
be one of the things that Lisa really likes, besides adventure and experiential eating, is I know that she likes to dip food into food.
Uh-huh.
And I like food that's stuffed with food. So the dumplings, they just made everything right.
Right, yeah.
Like she said, she likes dips.
And you had me at all you can eat.
Also that.
Right?
Yeah, that was good. We got to pick our own veggies and noodles and proteins.
Yeah, we just like we were shopping at an Asian market.
And made our own soup.
Yeah.
And we're like, why don't you make my soup, lazy?
Yeah.
And they're like, I thought you knew what this was.
Yeah. It was lots of fun. So thank you, Shelley, for my birthday wish come true.
Happy birthday.
And it was good. We hadn't seen Brian forever for the longest time, too.
Well, since Christmas, or the Christmas party.
Yeah.
It's been about a month. That's
a long time.
Yeah, it is a long time.
Yeah. He's real cute. He goes back to work tomorrow. He doesn't like it.
No.
You know, for what I've been doing,
uh-huh.
birthdays, holidays, all that, we talked about most of it. But this one I'm watching. So I started watching Later Daters. Have you guys heard of this? So it's a show on Netflix about people that are going back in the dating pool after the age of 55.
Mm.
And so their kids and a certified, quote unquote, love coach are teaching them. It's kind of like that progressive commercial or whatever, where they're telling old people not to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't say slay.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, what a QR code is if there's a menu and all this other stuff. But everybody's way hotter than I am, and they're a little bit older than I am, but they all work out and stuff like that. Yeah, exactly. But it seems really, really cute. So if you guys want something cute to watch as you're going to bed to give you hope that you might meet a nice friend or companion, do that.
What's that on?
Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You don't need to watch it. You have somebody.
What? But it's good to watch other people date.
It's fun to watch other people's train wrecks.
And it's nice to see what's still out there. You know, maybe it's not done shopping.
What's that on?
Life is like hot pot. Maybe there's just more ingredients out there.
That's right. Maybe I want to stick a little more in the pot.
Maybe you could have a threesome pot. It's like a hot tub.
Gross. I know we talked about resolutions and stuff the last time. And I've been doing exactly zero of them. I've been neglecting the dog walks. Linus is pissed. Mm-hmm. It's too cold, guys. Mm-hmm. It's too chilly. But also, instead of restricting myself from things that are bad for me, like, let's say, mayonnaise, white foods, that sort of thing, I'm carb loading.
Oh!
There's no marathons, but I'm eating extra bread.
Well, the thing that's bad about that is that you don't like mayonnaise anyways, so you're not going to eat it.
That's an easy one. That's right. Yeah. But my niece, Sarah, brought to the Christian Christmas.
It was a Christian Christmas miracle.
All 14 of us got together on New Year's Day for Christmas and did the stockings and stuff. Well, Sarah brought homemade sourdough. So she brought a big old thing, and I've eaten half of it already. Yes. So New Year's Eve resolutions, more carbs.
Do you just tear off a piece of sourdough, or you cut it?
No, I tear it off like a barbarian, and then I throw some real butter on it, salted, and then I microwave it for maybe 15 seconds, and then it melts like a shepherd's feast in my mouth.
My God. I think that bread tastes better torn than cut.
Agreed. And the breads that you have to tear, ciabatta, focaccia, etc., always better. Agreed. And then I had some red wine with it, and I called it my Jesus meal.
Oh, well, there you go,
yeah,
Mary.
I had wine and bread.
She broke her bread.
Yep. Did I tell you about the lady who has the Gracie's Goodies that is in our neighborhood?
Grammys or Gracie's?
Gracie's.
Talk about it.
Oh, my gosh. So it's in Reunion, and she, if you're on her page, which I guess I'm giving her a shout out, I should probably tell her, maybe she'll give me a free sourdough. But
if you get to it.
That's true. Yeah. She didn't need me to talk about it. Never mind. Let's keep going. No, I'm just joking. So she has a page on Facebook, usually about twice a week. I'm thinking Thursdays and Sundays, but it's kind of changes. The day before the day she comes out with a menu, and she has sourdough, just regular sourdough, a jalapeno cheddar. These are the ones that are the staples, but she changes. She does homemade cinnamon rolls, pumpkin bread, banana bread, cookies, and she puts them all out on her porch, and it's the honor system, and you go up and take what you want. You QR code her, scan her Venmo, and send her Venmo, or you can leave. She has a little box you can leave cash in.
That's amazing.
It's so cute. And she has a cute little porch thing, and it's like this hall tree, and they're all in beautiful packaging. And she just does such a good job. And but a lot of the stuff, like the cinnamon rolls and the banana breads and pumpkin breads and stuff like that, go so fast. Like if she puts them out at 9 o'clock, they're gone by 9:15.
Oh, wow. And does she live close enough we can walk?
We could, but it'd be quite a walk.
Is there a lock on this money box?
Well, that's what I was getting at. I'm like, so this money box.
So you're saying it's free, right?
Yeah, it's just free. I mean, it's like that's on you.
You know, it's like the ones in your office when they used to have the candy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And they had
the little the honor system, the honor box.
Oh, yeah, boy. Yeah, yeah I
the
was.
The honor box had a lot of notes in it with my payday date. At the bid, I'm like, that's a salted nut roll. I mean, that's on you. You just left it there.
It was so funny because when we had one of those at the salon one time, mm-hmm. They just would take it and they wouldn't pay anything. Or they'd be, with like 50 cents a piece, they put a dime in there or something.
What?
And after like the first time, I think, that it was there, the guy came and he's like, this is really light. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, well, you need to make up for it. And I'm like, no, I don't. I'm not the one who dishonored you. I put my 45 cents in. No, I'm just
kidding. Redefine honor.
Right? Yeah. I'm like, why do I have to make it up for everyone else?
Exactly. This is honor you.
Yeah. I may owe you five, but I don't owe you the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, it didn't go very far.
No. I don't think we had it for very long. And stuff. That's funny. But anyways, Gracie's Goodies is really cute. So if you're in reunion and stuff. And
give her a shout.
And that you can get it. Yeah.
Does she put stuff out 7 days a week, 6 days a week?
No, twice a week.
Twice a week.
Yeah.
What are those days? Do we know?
I think Thursdays and Sundays, but it changes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's keep our eyes peeled.
Yeah. Well,
that sounds great.
I can add you to the page.
Yeah. Do that.
Just in case you're here. Well, if you spend the night on a Saturday, usually you want to go to Santiago's on Sunday. They're not open. So you could just go get some Gracie's Goodies.
That would make me feel a lot better. Brian was furious that one time.
I wonder if the new Santiago's is going to be open on Sundays. Because I know that the one in Brighton is, but the one down the street from us isn't.
Right.
So, it's such a testament to how wonderful they are. They're like, we're open whenever we feel like it. Yeah. You deal with it.
Yeah.
You deal with it. We don't deliver.
Yeah,
come and get it.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't drive. Another thing that I decided I was going to do to myself. For myself. Whatever. And other people.
Uh-huh.
I really, truly resolve to be kinder and more patient with other people in general, but also with
Can
myself.
Can you hurry it up?
Yeah, I know. TikTok show.
Today, Junior.
Get this out. I think we should all be nicer to ourselves. Okay. I am like a Jewish grandmother to myself. I guilt myself all the time. Why didn't you do this? You could have done it better. You could have done whatever. Be nicer to yourself and other people. And I think it's affecting my teeth because I'm grinding my teeth. And I thought that was an ex-husband, but I'm still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy with my partner. So I think it's just that I'm impatient with people.
Careful.
Including myself. So now I'm just spending more at the dentist and trying to not talk like this.
Do you notice you're doing it when you're awake?
Awake and asleep, yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I cracked a tooth. That's what those crowns were for.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
So take a beat, take a breath, be nice.
Her Raiders are going to shift again.
Raiders? Oh, that was from a long...
Because we counted how many teeth we had in our head, and I told Lisa, and she goes, "Isn't that how many football teams there are?" And I'm like, "Yeah." Then we started naming
off. That was like season two.
I call mine the Raiders. They keep moving.
And shifting.
God, that's so funny.
You're hilarious.
You are. Yes. Well,
there's that. And work on my memory.
Yeah. And tomorrow we're going to go to the dog rescue. So
which one are we going to?
I think we're going to go to Soul Dog.
We're Soul Dog, yeah.
It's in Fort Lupton.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Thank you to everybody who donated to Lisa's deal.
Yeah, I will actually put
Take a picture of the back of our car.
I can't think of everybody off the top of my head. But the people that are our big listeners that donated was Shannon Edwards, Amanda Reed, Cece, and
Lynn.
Couture, my mom, Shelly.
Yeah. There's toys and beds and dogs.
So much stuff.
So cool.
So I will do a big list on the Facebook page and stuff, but thank you guys. You really, really, really rule.
Yeah, they Yay. Totally rule.
You for sure.
Sure.
Okay, well, we're you know what's going to stay the same?
Meat!
Middle
entertainment, artistic talent.
Woo!
Coming at you.
I don't think that's what it was.
I don't think it was that either.
All right. We'll be right back. We'll find someone true. Down in the underground. A land so green. A crystal moon. It's only forever. Not long for all.
Hey, welcome back, witches. Today we are talking about underground in general, but the MEAT, the Middle Entertainment Artistic Talent, or whatever we decided that stands for, is about underground music. And as I was listening to this and doing some research, I think we all have our own ideas what underground music is. And just basically off the top of your head, you could say just shit I've never heard of. You know, it's not mainstream. But the definition I got was it's anti-mainstream by definition and experimental.
That's funny, because I looked it up, too.
Yeah.
And mine says, the term underground in popular music refers to bands and artists that are signed to a small independent label or perform DIY guerrilla concerts and self-recorded shows.
I think both of those would work.
I think they're both true.
That's funny. Yeah, I didn't look it up.
at all.
So not mainstream, experimental, most likely not famous, except for here's kind of the beginning of it, in my opinion. So with experimental music, there's punk, psychedelia, alternative rock, electronica, industrial. It's all become very compartmentalized, mm-hmm. right? You know, like REM used to be called college rock, and now it's alternative rock, and now alt rock is like harder or whatever. But
I always wondered what indie is.
Yeah, it's like independent label, probably. Yeah.
Okay,
I'm guessing.
I thought it was like a
Indiana Jones.
No, like indie always reminded me of like hippies or something.
Oh, well,
like
it would
be hippie-ish, but I don't know, because I always wondered what that was.
Also, they're not the man.
No,
you know.
Yeah, no. Right.
But you know when bands that you like, bands that you don't like, when you used to read interviews about them or whatever, and everybody would say, oh, who's your greatest influence? Uh-huh. And they're like, yeah, we love the New York Dolls, we love this, that. Almost everybody famous said that the Velvet Underground was a influencer of theirs.
Yeah.
So they're often quoted as an influential underground, like from the late 60s.
Uh-huh.
And I want to just read, I've got a bunch more stuff, but we can go around and actually have a conversation instead of me talking at you.
I heard the night I heard, isn't Velvet Underground Bob Geldof was in
Lou
that?
Lou Reed. He was in the something Rats. The Boomtown
You're right.
Rats.
Okay, mm-hmm. sorry. Okay, yeah.
But Boomtown what I thought
Rats.
Was, yeah. thank you. Mm-hmm. But what I thought was interesting about the Velvet Underground, because I just thought, yeah, it's a cool name. Everybody mm-hmm. loves Lou Reed. Of course, they've got a very specific sound.
Everybody loves Velvet.
Exactly. So I saw some of their most famous songs and what they're about, and they sound very creative and thoughtful and interesting and all that. So Venus in Furs is a sexual song about the intimacy between two characters.
Oh, okay.
The song Heroin is a creative and authentic song about drugs written by Lou Reed while he was studying at Syracuse University. Rock and Roll is a rock anthem about a five-year-old girl who realizes her town is boring.
Oh, five?
Yes.
God bless her.
Blowing
She's ahead of her time.
But she doesn't have a Gracie's Goodies.
No. Yeah. And Sweet Jane is a classic Velvet Underground tune with great lyrics by Lou Reed. Pale Blue Eyes is a mesmerizing song that some say feels like time standing still.
Oh.
Sunday Morning, I think, is one that we know, and it's a beautiful song with a piano box sound. Anyway, I just gave you a little bit of underground origin and how I was taking it. Did I tell you I was listening to Jordis Unger while I was writing this?
No.
No, because at first I was like, I just need to be listening to something that I don't know about. Underground, like people can teach you new and breaking bands and stuff, although she's probably way more famous than what this is supposed to mean. I don't know. But I really enjoyed it. So
did
you
listen
that.
To her originals or some of her...
It was her covers. I just put her on YouTube and she was on a... on a loop, and it was beautiful.
Yeah.
So it was good. Beautiful. Yeah, but cool. What did you guys get out of this assignment?
I picked some of my bands that I liked from Denver that, you know, they were kind of big. We knew they were big because we knew them, but they never got to the plateau that they should have.
Right.
And one of the biggest ones was Dogs of Pleasure.
Yeah.
I mean, they always played some of the smaller venues here in town. But
what great performers.
You know,
it's totally.
Funny because Chris Chamberlain, he's still doing music and stuff and singing for another band. But Tommy Harrison, their guitarist, I met him. He ran away from home.
Uh-huh.
He lived in Hawaii and flew to Colorado. So me and my buddy Jeff, we went to the airport to pick him up. And he ended up getting in a band. He was came to stay with our friend Peter Hunley,
okay.
who was in a band called Jinx back in the day. And
that's
now
right.
he's done quite a few different projects. But it was just funny. And I go, you ran away from Hawaii to come to Colorado? It was snowing like a son of a bitch, dude. I go, that was about the dumbest move I could have ever.
He's like travel dyslexia.
Yeah.
But now he's a college professor. He teaches music.
Oh.
Yeah. But he came back, the Dogs of Pleasure, about 5 years ago, they did a little revive. They got back together, and he came back to town, and it was cool. They did like four songs or something like that.
Yeah, were you able to go to that?
Yeah,
yeah, me and Lisa went.
Wonderful.
Yeah. It was at the Grizzly Rose, right?
Yeah.
No, the Buffalo Rose.
Yeah, Buffalo Rose.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, you know, Pete's in a band called the Doomsday Choir, and they're kind of more underground. They're not that big. Great, great music. But, you know, as far as we were saying, the Dogs, you know, Dogs of Pleasure being underground, and this show being underground, they do a song called Buried.
Ooh.
She's buried.
Ooh, double entendre. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God. I was jamming out. I'm surprised I didn't wake you up last night, because I was downstairs and I was just going nuts. I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot how much I love these guys.
I wonder if we could add that to the definition. Maybe they only play venues of less than 500 people or something too.
Yeah, they went out to L.A. and they were doing real good. And I seriously think that they thought they were going to break through, and just something just didn't click for them. But if you go back and look at some of their old video, they're kind of Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, they were a little harder.
Before Marilyn Manson, which is really cool, because Chris used to always dress up in makeup and stuff.
Yep, a little glam.
And had the craziest stage persona going on and stuff. So it was really, really
cool.
They
had a lot of charisma.
Yeah.
I like those guys a lot.
The Hippie Werewolves were really good, too.
Yeah, I have the Hippie Werewolves down, too. Okay. Yes. Yep.
There's a bunch. Let's do it. Do you guys think that the trampolines were, because they were kind of right on the verge and neck and neck with the fray?
I know. The thing that's funny about that was I know how big they had gotten, but I never saw them play.
Oh, really?
Isn't that funny? When that's when they were in Rubber Planet.
Oh, Rubber Planet, who we
saw.
Yeah,
so we saw Mark when he was in that, and then he went to the trampolines.
Well, he'll move onward and upward. That guy's so talented.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But yeah, I thought, you know, I remember that everybody was talking about them, like you said, neck and neck with
For some of our listeners, Mark Sundermeyer was what, our third or fourth guest?
Yeah,
season one, for sure. Great musician.
Top 10.
Yeah.
I mean, top 10 guests, not... I mean,
it was new.
He was great. So my whole thing was that I was hoping that I would do something a little bit different than you guys, which I kind of did.
Good.
And so I found underground bands from the 1980s.
Ooh, fun.
And they said that the ones that were the biggest were New Order, The Replacements, R.E.M., The Pixies, and Dinosaur Jr., which I've never heard of. The other four I've heard of, obviously, and stuff. But they were the ones who didn't get a big label, except for I think that R.E.M. ended up later doing it and stuff like that. So that was some of the big ones.
Those are great.
And then I researched like people saying what 80s bands that they thought were the best on Reddit. And I thought that I had it queued up, but apparently I don't. Hold on one second, you guys. I'm sorry.
No, I'm totally good.
They said, here it is, that a lot of people said that one of the best ones is a band called Pigface. Have you ever heard of Pigface?
I don't think so.
Really? No, me neither. Yeah. If you want to hear a little something, it goes a little something like this. Hit it. Oh, of course, there's always a
there's always an ad.
It wasn't
you
at all.
You know
all.
Which one I meant to throw in there, too, was, and they kind of followed R.E.M. after R.E.M. got a little bit bigger.
Yo, can I have a taste of your ice cream? Can I let you come for your...
Attica Prime.
Can I interfere in your crisis?
This is Pigface?
Pigface.
I like it.
Let's get a Pigface reinsurgent, guys.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, you may. Okay.
Nice.
So, yeah, I thought that that was really, really funny. So, there's that.
That's
They're
a good one.
I love it.
But what I was saying is Big Head Todd and the Monsters were kind of the second coming of all they did was tour colleges.
Yeah, yeah, you know, you're right.
And played small venues around town. So they were kind of like the next, REM kind of gave them that, well, we're going to move up a little bit, so somebody needs to take care of this college circuit. So, yeah.
That was, you're absolutely right. And that was a new thing at the time. People weren't playing venues.
Well, like I think that they were smart to do that, because if you get college kids on board, they're going to follow you.
Oh,
and
And they're the arbiters of what's cool, you know?
Not only that, but then they kind of have expendable money.
Right, so, right. Yeah, yes. Mom and dad's dime. And,
yeah, totally. Yeah.
That is a great point. I was pointing out, I don't know that other cities do this, but Denver has an annual underground music showcase.
Oh, no.
And I've never been. Mm-mm. I've never been interested. I am very vanilla and mainstream. Love yacht rock, all of that stuff. I'm not edgy in any way. I'm all rounded edges.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, I just wanted to name a couple of the bands that were playing this year, because I thought they had been names. God, I wish.
I know.
They're not underground anymore. You made them above ground.
Oh, yeah.
With this award-winning podcast.
Right.
Josh Fudge is going to be playing the showcase. And Emil and the Sniffers.
What's it called?
Emil, A-M-Y-L, and the Sniffers.
Right on.
Yeah, so they're playing the showcase. Guys, while we're talking about people that aren't famous yet, I think I've talked about her before on the show, if you don't mind if I give her a plug. But my friend, Devin Gusenbauer, she goes by Devin Ray in the music industry. She just released her first EP, I think this week or this month. It's called Heart of Soup.
Okay.
And she, acoustic guitar, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I checked her out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you're wonderful and such a big music fan. But she had some wonderful shots in her photo shoot. She's a beautiful young girl and the kindest heart, and a lot of big talent. She has a very sultry, soulful, kind of jazzy voice, but she also has a lot of songs that are really playful, like My Chapstick Smells Like Skittles.
Oh, yeah.
She's just adorable. But Heart of Soup is out. Give her a listen. Some really sad songs, some really happy songs. Gold. What else does she sing that I really love? Oh, a song called My Friends Say. Anyway, check out Devin Ray Music. She's on iTunes, Spotify, all of that stuff. If you like Jordis Unger, I think you would like her. She's not as hard and edgy, but that sexy, sad thing.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Devynrae. I am not getting any of the proceeds.
I'm not getting any pig bread.
Face.
No, she used to play.
Greasy's Goodies.
Oh, yeah, true that.
Oh, no shit. But
I'm not getting any pleasure from the dogs, you know.
No.
No. We don't have an opportunity to see her live anymore. She used to play at the Glen up north quite a bit. She just moved to Idaho.
Oh.
But anyway, please support the Devynrae if you like baby-making music also.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. Well, good.
Yeah, let's make more kids. What's up there with the population?
Put a baby in the box.
We need more Daryls.
That's something nobody's ever said.
I know. I was like, wait.
Oh, my gosh.
My mom just rolled.
Did you guys write anything about underground attractions?
Yeah.
Totally. I did. You go first, cool.
D. This one still blows my mind because I can remember it as a kid, but we went, when I was 5 years old, we went on a road trip, and my parents were actually still married, and my Uncle Don went with us, and everything, and my four siblings. We went to Carlsbad Caverns.
I've always wanted to go. Tell us about it.
And it was, you know, it's underground, with
stalactites, yes. Yeah,
figurines, this and that. But you walk down, and, you know, scary.
So scary. So scary.
You walk down into this dark cave and stuff and everything, and they have it all lit up. They got different attractions. They got one that looks like a baby elephant standing backwards. And I think it's called Baby Elephant Backwards or something.
Was that the natural shape of the stalactite or stalagmite, or they like did a sculpture?
No, it was actually nothing in there has ever been altered. It's the way that they found these caves.
Wow.
So, yeah, so it's a pretty long walk, you know, for a little guy. But somehow I got kind of separated from my mother. I let her go over her hand, so we're walking. And I just reached up, you know, as little guys usually do, just grab a hand. And we're walking and walking. Well, my mom and everybody was behind us laughing, you know, because I'm just with this other family now. And I looked up and I lost my shit, man.
Can the next episode be about Daryl's kidnapping?
Yeah.
And then I grew up in Maine.
Exactly. But it was so funny. But no, it was incredible. So then at night, at dusk, you go outside the caverns and you sit in this, like, you know, it's almost kind of like a, oh, God, Red Rocks, feels like Red Rocks area.
Yeah.
But, and all these bats just fly out of there.
Oh, yes.
And it's the most incredible. I mean, I get in the chills now. I would love to see it again, but it was really cool.
Let's go.
And then we did the ones, the Glenwood Springs.
Yeah, I
one.
Have that.
I was going to ask you guys about that. They're called the Pixie Caves. The Fairy Caves.
The Fairy Caves.
Why?
We went on that with Weemus, the guy.
Weemus
was our tour guide.
Okay.
And he's like, hey, if anybody wants to kind of crawl down into some of these caves that, you know, nobody's been in and stuff, I got a flashlight. You can go with me. So guess who volunteers?
Of course.
This guy. Yeah.
So fuck that.
I crawl between these two things, and Lisa's like, please don't go. You don't know what's on the other side of that. And I'm like...
He's like, these caves have never been discovered. Let's go in here. I'm like, good Lord.
You get one chance to, you know, glory. And so I went for it and stuff, and I came back. We got back. I was all... full of red dirt and stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, it was just a great
Lisa's
time.
Lisa's lowering a canary in there, make sure there's oxygen.
Yeah, no, I didn't go. I let
She
him.
Stayed up.
Yeah, just you, the
we
two
had
of
to,
them.
We had to walk down, crawl down, and then we got into these, like...
They crawled through, like, a little tiny hole that I don't even know if my body would have fit through
it. I couldn't do it now with my man boobs and my belly. But.
Yeah.
Back to the no.
Yeah, no, I don't... Yeah. That's when I realized that I had claustrophobia.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I didn't even like being in the caves that much.
We went about 15 feet down from where everybody else was.
Yeah, and I would... I was probably in one of my heaviest I've ever been, and I remember that you went down, which was fine, but having to walk back up the stairs, there was little old ladies with walkers that were like lapping me.
Look ours!
Oh my God, I was
it's
like...
It's the altitude!
It was, you don't live here?
No. At least it's all wheezing off their oxygen.
I'm like, give me some of that! Oh my God, I was dying. I was like, I will never do this again.
And you are grounded. You went 15. And I was like, it was fun.
Nice double use of wheezing.
And Weemus.
Speaking of caves and stalactites, stalagmites, if I may, little kid again, field trip. When we lived in Georgia, we went to Tennessee and went to Ruby Falls. And I don't know if you guys have heard about it, but I've got some beautiful pictures of it from the interwebs, not from when I was a little kid with my flip flash. Excuse me. But lots of stalactites, stalagmites. And I don't know if the caverns had this thing too, with that underground kind of creepy, chilling, but also it was nice because it was summer. That like kind of bloop, like,
oh, the
like
water drops. Oh, yeah.
Because I think doesn't the water dripping underground
that's
create
what makes
the stalactites?
Yeah, the way I understand
Well, that
it.
Weemus guy said that there's a gal that's bottling the water up there.
Oh, I bet it's so pure because it's so going through charcoal.
Yeah, remember that?
There's
some lady that they got the rights to bottle the water. I'm like,
I wasn't
that?
Listening. I couldn't breathe.
Lisa was like, Granny just passed me out of nowhere.
I thought that place was really pretty. But they have the tallest underground cave waterfall that's open to the public.
How neat.
Yeah, so that's what they're famous for. And, okay, where I don't want to go is Derry, Maine, which, speaking of Maine, because pretty much all the bad scenes were filmed underground in the sewer systems.
Oh, yeah.
With the spider and the other bullshit and all the clowns. Fuck that.
Okay.
So happy Scary. Underground, Ruby Falls.
Oh.
Unhappy underground, Derry, Maine. Mm-hmm. Oh, and brag much, I have been to the catacombs in Rome.
In Rome or Paris?
Rome. Oh, your sisters, I think, was called the Paris Labyrinths, and mine were called the Rome Catacombs. And I believe they're both the same thing, though, in terms of that's where they buried people.
Yes.
And what I did not know, even though I had been down there, and again, very claustrophobic, no thank you, they buried all kinds of people there. Christians, Jews, I think there was pagans.
Mm.
And they're just like, hey, you just got to go.
Everybody's going to get along down here.
Yeah.
Take your dog with you.
So in the Paris catacombs where my sister went, she had videotaped the whole experience. So I feel like I've been there.
Yeah.
But I did some research on that, and it said, what did police discover in the catacombs in 2004? And in September 2004, French police discovered an underground movie theater run by La Mexicaine de Performation. A makeshift theater contained a movie screen, a well-stocked bar, and a kitchen.
Wow.
Telephones and electricities were bought in from an unknown location.
Man.
So, yeah.
Talk about getting away from it all.
It's like, what, they were just having, like, making money and doing their thing
there?
I don't know. I didn't look
more into
it.
It's like, if you don't want to be found, why the telephone?
Yeah, there's that.
Maybe in case the ceiling crashes.
Well, they need to have reservations.
And press then, 2 to find out what time Under Siege is playing.
Yeah.
Under
Movie
Siege.
Phone, yeah.
This is Movie Phone. And then I was wondering, I knew that they had buried dead people in there, obviously, and stuff. They're live people. I don't know.
That'd be
but
terrible.
I was wondering if anybody, because I remember my sister had a panic attack when she was there.
Sure.
Because she got claustrophobic and she's like, I am down very
She's like, what
lot.
Am I doing?
Yeah. So she started running, Looking. Which was actually kind of funny in the video. But so I wanted to know if anybody had ever died down there.
Right.
Oh. And it said only one death has been officially confirmed in the catacombs in 1793. Philip Esparte, a doorkeeper for the Val de Grasse Hospital, died in the catacombs. It was thought that he had lost his light source and was left to die in the darkness.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
Yeah, so I mean 1793, pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah, that's yeah, a good, this is a good track record.
And then exactly. They just scooped him up and put him up in the
Yeah, they were like, here, let's put your head here.
In a spot. Here you go. You're here.
I wonder if he was with shitty friends though, and they're like, oh, later days, we've got a flashlight.
Yeah, but we've got why a didn't torch. He just follow him then?
I'd be like, know. Oh, they were too fast.
Yeah, or he was by himself. I'm not
he
sure.
Probably had plantar fasciitis.
Maybe.
Couldn't keep up.
No. Yeah.
He didn't have a good friend like you.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was reaching there.
Yeah, there you go. Anything else? I have songs with Under in the title.
Me too. And then I haven't been to one, but I want to go to one. And I think you guys have been. A C-note.
Abuela?
Cenotes. C-E-N-O-T-E-S. So it says things in Mexico, I think, or tropical places.
Okay.
Where you'll see pictures of them all the time. If like they probably have excursions on the cruises you guys go on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, let's say a river's going underground or something, and you have a tube and your little life jacket on, but there's openings in the earth above you where the sun is coming in.
Oh, yeah.
Have
those
you
are
seen
cool
pictures
looking,
of that?
Yeah.
They're called cenotes. Yeah. I think Kelly Fitzgerald has been. Anyway, let's put it on our list.
Okay. Yeah, that's
let's
cool.
Go. Yeah.
Would you guys do that. Like in that one Pearl Jam video where they're diving in between the rocks? Do you remember that? It's
Hell
a black
no.
and white video.
No.
And they just dive and then they come out over here or something. Yeah,
nope.
It's kind of crazy.
Nope. I'm afraid to get the mail. I'm not doing shit.
Scary.
Oh my gosh.
Under songs. Lise, you want to start?
The only, well, I mean, there didn't seem to be that many of them and mm-hmm. stuff, but my favorite out of the ones that I read was Under the Bridge by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I didn't have that one. That was a great one.
Yeah,
I had that one. That yeah. one.
Yeah. Nicely done.
It's cool. Did you know that that's Flea's mom's choir.
That's, no.
that's singing.
Wow, they're
it's her
all sopranos.
Choir.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Under Pressure.
Yep.
Oh.
Under the Sea. Under the
oh.
Sea. Under the Sea.
That one.
Yeah. Under My Thumb, Rolling Stones.
You got a lot more than I
did. And I Come From a Land Down Under.
Yep.
That one.
I had that
all
one.
All right. Any other ones?
Did I
steal your thunder?
No,
your under thunder?
I just had the under the bridge.
That's what yeah. I'm going to call my farts for.
Under pressure,
sorry,
under
I had
the bridge.
Under thunder.
What were you eating under there? Underwear. Ooh, underwear.
Did you just make that up?
Didn't you ever say that when you were a kid?
No.
You know, we used to do that all the time. What were you eating under there? They go, underwear. You're like, ooh, you were eating underwear? Yeah.
That's funny.
But you made it into a song.
Did you guys have kid spoofs? Like, I'm going to go left here
it's
for
okay.
a second. Comet. It makes your face turn green. Comet. Just right for Halloween. Comet. It makes you vomit. You guys aren't playing along. No?
Oh, no. I didn't
is
have
that. Did you make that up or
no.
it was a song?
It was
do you remember
just
the
song.
Do you remember the one I used to sing to Caden when he was a little boy?
Yeah.
A little baby?
Gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea. Gonorrhea. Some people think it's funny, but it's really green and runny. Gonorrhea.
I thought it was diarrhea.
It was. He changed it
I
to
changed
gonorrhea.
It to gonorrhea.
Because he has it.
It's so
no.
Okay. I've Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Remember when there was Gleam toothpaste?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you do as I shouted out with glee like the toothpaste? No.
No.
Nope.
Okay.
I
we
did
lived
make
different lives.
My own, like, because I used
just
to
just a couple of blocks away from each
like,
other.
Like talk into the recorder and pretend
yes.
like I had a radio show or
yes.
a game show or whatever. And so I would do commercials.
Right.
And the one that I wrote this commercial, and I still remember from being 7 or so.
Okay.
And it makes no sense. And I don't know why.
This is underground.
This is the
it.
Lisa is 7 years old. What was wrong with her? The union label, the union label, the union label for marijuana. Help fight our dope. That was one of my commercials.
Lisa, you have lost the war on drugs. You've lost the war on drugs. But I love that show because you were the writer, director, producer, and the main actress.
And I didn't get any proceeds from that commercial.
I can't believe Nancy Reagan didn't hit you up.
I think it was even before then. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, that was good. Underground.
Deep underground. Yes, yes.
What other good things come from the ground, guys?
Potatoes.
The best one. That was my number one answer. Oh. If I was on Family Feud, number one.
Okay.
Diamonds.
Diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
Diamonds. Radishes.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love radishes.
Carrots.
I do enjoy a fresh carrot.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be Lisa's favorite answer. Prairie dogs.
Oh, prairie dogs.
How about
so
Soylent Green?
Oh, they were above ground.
It's people!
That's the best thing ever, huh?
Oh, my God. Okay. Do you guys want to be buried?
No, I want to be cremated.
Same. Burn me up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So light me up, because I'm on fire. Do that.
I want to play that while you're putting me in there.
Yes, play Burning Up by Madonna. Yeah. First album, second album, either or.
Yeah, I think it's the first one.
That's what I would enjoy.
You know, what's really crazy is when we did our one photo shoot up in Boulder at the cemetery.
Yeah.
And you're looking at those headstones and this and that, like, you know, I was even then like, no, there's no way I'm going to be, you know, put in a spot.
Right.
And, you know, because it's not going to, pretty soon we're going to run out of spots to live.
There's that. Yeah. And I just don't think that we would know, you know?
Yeah. So
if we did, why would I want to be there?
Right.
Well, yeah.
It's like, let's say we do know.
Yeah.
Let's say we get buried and we're like in that coffin going,
so bored.
Yeah.
Where's my phone?
Yeah, you're like, just burn me.
And then your phone burned out.
And then I'm just sitting there because it's on a loop in my head.
I'm still singing Burning Up.
But yeah.
And I've got gonorrhea going through my head.
Logically, let's say, whether there's an afterlife or whether there isn't an afterlife, just logically, why would you spend $5,000 for a coffin? Again, taking up space.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The dead person probably doesn't know that they have the most luxurious eternal rest.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, cremation it is.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Bam. Cool. Next segment, you think?
So we're doing another segment, and we will explain it when we get back from this break.
Ooh.
Hey, everybody, we're back. This is our new old segment that we've decided to put together as one segment. We're going to call it Witcha Wow. So it's Witcha talking about and wow together in just one segment. We're going to all have the same three expertise that we did last time, which is animals, music, and stupid criminals, because it's funnier than
not
true
smooth
crime.
Criminals, stupid criminals.
Yes. But we're going to switch it. So not everybody's going to have their specialty. We're all going to learn more
forte,
stuff.
Everybody's got to pate.
Exactly. We're going to pate.
Pate.
So Shelly's going to go first, and she is going to start with animals.
Hi. Hi. I'm very excited to have a new segment, but it's also equally terrifying as true crime. You guys are never going to sleep again because something's going to lure you into their little web and you'll be like, oh my God, you're so precious. But no!
No.
Have you ever heard of the bunny harvestman arachnid?
No. It's a spider, I'm assuming.
It's commonly known as daddy long legs, but this particular breed has a brown head with fake yellow eyes.
Fake.
And two brown extensions on its head that makes it look like a bunny rabbit, atop long, spindly spider legs.
Ooh.
No one is sure why this harvestman evolved such ear-like protrusions and bright yellow false eyes, but it may be an adaptation to appear larger to predators. This harvestman was filmed in the Amazon rainforest of Ecuador. Here's a video. Oh my fucking God. Hi, hippity hoppity, nightmare's on its way.
Oh, wow.
How here big are they?
Bigger than a house.
Uh-uh.
No, they're just spider size.
Oh, they're spider size.
Yeah.
It does look
isn't
like
that
a bunny,
crazy?
Though. Yeah.
Crazy times. So that is my witch of wow. Here's a little bunny spider to haunt your
where
nightmare.
Where are his real eyes?
Who cares?
Okay.
Run.
Yeah.
He's like,
you see him?
My eyes are up here.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, bye.
Okay, Daryl.
Alrighty, I got stupid criminals. Dun 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 dun. Okay, so my guy, on a sunny day in March, Manja, a 17-year-old boy in Omaha, Nebraska, decided to stick a gun in a woman's face who was taking her son to school, demanding, "Give me your car."
His name was Manja?
Manja.
Which isn't that Italian for eat?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. She, of course, obliged the boy. Who was going to take off when he realized the car was a manual car. Manual transmission, which he'd never been able to drive, never had driven one before. Mm-hmm. He tried and fumbled around with the controls, but after moving the car only a matter of a few yards, he decided to bolt on foot, but was eventually caught by authorities.
I love that. It's like having the club on your car. Yeah, I kind of liked that about having a manual. I'm like, nobody's ever taken this.
That's
right.
Hilarious. Oh, my gosh. And that's your stupid criminal.
Yes, think ahead, big dummy.
Yeah, look at it. Oh, yes. Shit. No, never. I'm just kidding.
It's generic. His parents named him a verb. They're like, hey, eat. Hey, why don't you?
Wouldn't it be really funny if he was super skinny? Oh, my gosh.
Munch.
Okay, so well of wisdom, which at this time is music. And I wanted to talk about me and Daryl the other night watched the inductees to the 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Woo!
I still don't know exactly how I feel about people who actually aren't rock and rollers being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like there should just be like a Music Hall of Fame.
Sure. And Beethoven! Then
yeah, yeah. And, but they don't ask me. And so that happened. So this year's inductees were Mary J. Blige, Jimmy Buffett, Cher, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool & the Gang, Alexis Korner, John Mayall, MC5, Ozzy Osbourne, Susan DePasse, Big Mama Thornton, A Tribe Called Quest, Dionne Warwick, and Norman Whitfield. Also, the fans' choice was the Dave Matthews Band.
Hmm.
Now, they didn't. We watched it on like CBS or ABC or one of the big channels. So we've watched it before where they've shown everybody in the whole ceremony. This one was very, very, I wouldn't say choppy, but
condensed.
Condensed.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they didn't actually give any kudos to Alexis Korner, John Mayall, MC5, Susan DePasse, and Norman Whitfield, or Big Mama Thornton, I don't think. But the rest of them, they did. There was a really good music tributes. Some of them actually sang themselves. Cher sang, and that was amazing.
What did she sing?
Like that.
Kermit the Frog sang there too.
That's amazing.
I think there was a montage. She sang a few of them.
Nice.
For this, what was really Dave Matthews sang themselves, and it was really
sang his song now.
That's pretty good.
That was great. Foreigner, Kelly Clarkson sang "I Want to Know What Love Is."
Oh, that was beautiful.
And then the lead, Daryl, what was his name? The lead,
Lou Gramm.
Was it Lou Gramm?
Yeah.
Yes, sorry.
Never doubt me.
No.
Right.
He actually came out and sang with her, and it was phenomenal.
Yeah, there's only two original members alive, and one has Parkinson?
Yeah, it's Lou Gramm and the guy who founded, who I can't think of his name, he has Parkinson's. And the touring band of Foreigner right now has no original members.
Wow.
yeah so they're just a tour. It's like kind of a cover band,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
That's cool.
Which is fine. Kool & the Gang sang themselves, and Dionne Warwick sang. That was neat. So but the denouement for me, which I thought was the best part, was Ozzy.
Oh, nice.
They brought him out. He was sitting in a huge bat.
Like a throne?
Throne, yeah, yes. Of course.
Because he's the Prince of Darkness, and sitting there, he had a great speech. And
could you
then
understand it?
No, see, here and there. But it was, yes.
It was good.
But it was awesome is that they had Jelly Roll saying, "Mama, I'm coming home."
Nice.
Fucking phenomenal. Billy Idol sang, what song did he sing? Crazy Train.
Yeah.
Wow. And he didn't have a shirt. And I'm like, you're like 80. And he looked amazing. And he doesn't age. And him and Rob Lowe are drinking from some weird fountain.
Wow.
And that was awesome.
Well, Slash was with him on that too, right?
Yes, Slash was with.
The cool thing about it was, here these guys are singing Aussie songs. And he's singing right along
Ozzy's
with them.
Ozzy's in the background because
they ended up handing him a mic.
Yeah.
Oh, good,
because he was sitting in this thing and he's like singing his songs and they handed him a mic, so he started singing with them.
Because he was singing and he just looked so happy. And Jack Black introduced them.
Yes.
Introduced Ozzy, yeah.
Introduced Ozzy. And he was singing along with Ozzy. And it just made my heart. It gave me a little chills and a little tear in my eye. And it just was phenomenal.
I'm going to have to watch that.
It was really neat. Yeah. I would do the condensed version because
it's the people you know. Yes. It's the greatest hits.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So anyways, wonderful. That was my
no
music.
No offense, Norman Whitfield.
No, right.
Or whoever you are.
Yeah. MC5.
MC5.
Yeah. I'm sure you were a big influence on other people.
Right.
Yeah.
I also was, and now you know what?
What?
Never mind. I'm not going to say it because I'm going to do it for my next music one.
Oh.
In 3 weeks.
Okay. All right.
So never mind. Hold on to it. So that's our show, yes?
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
Dude, I had had that Bunny Harvestman scary ass spider in my pocket for like 6 weeks. I was really excited to share this, and so I'm glad that I was animals the first week. Yeah, he'd just been sitting there staring at me with those yellow ass eyes.
Sucker stab.
I thought it was a girl, because they're...
I said he.
I thought she.
Did see he.
We'll have to... Let's go right back.
I'm sorry. I don't know what the Harvestman identifies as, but
Harvestman
is exactly. Yeah. It's in its name. But man, what a show. What a new year. That's fun.
Yeah,
I like our new format.
So you guys, let us know what you're thinking. We're going to do it for the next couple shows. But also, you can give us ideas for something else, too, because we're not going to do It's My Life every show.
We may need a little segment there. The cool thing about this is we do have a song for It's My Life.
That's what started it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could start sending us letters. We could be pen pals. We could read some of your letters on the show. Yeah,
we'll read them live on air.
Awesome. I would love that.
Super fun.
So there's that. Until
Same
then,
same day as school for Rose.
Woo! You guys join Patreon as your New Year's resolution or tell a friend, one or the other.
Absolutely.
Help support.
Sign a friend up.
Rate and review. Listen to it more than once. All of that stuff helps us a lot.
Exactly.
But, yeah, and you know what is great about being a Patreon? You guys don't have to listen to any ads.
Right.
You know, and so we need enough money to keep this going.
Mm-hmm.
And by being a Patreon and supporting us, we don't have to have sponsors. We would like to have sponsors and be rich someday. Mm-hmm. But at this point, you guys, come on. Thanks for helping us out. I mean, come on.
Woo-woo. Yeah.
Come on. Am I right?
Yeah,
hey,
right.
I hear you.
Hey, 2025.
Yeah.
Stay with you, my friend.
Stay betcha. Oh, no. Must be the season of